This is the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB.
For those of you who are new to the iPhone, you might be wondering how easy it is to receive and send email messages. So I'm going to go back to basics and do that today.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman.
There are many apps that you can install that deal with emails, but the one I'm going to discuss today is the one that comes on board on the iPhone. Once you open that app, if you go to the bottom right-hand side of the screen and look for a Compose button.
Compose button.
And if you double tap on that.
Two. Text field is editing.
Now, you can actually physically write in the email address of the person you want to use, or you can flick once to the right to add contact and double tap here. This gives you the ability to search through your contact list to locate the email address of a contact you want to use. Locate the contact you want to use and double tap on that person's name. If that contact has more than one email address, find the email address you want to use and double tap it. Then flick to the right until you hear the word subject and double tap here. Write the content of that subject and flick until it says message body sent from my iPhone. Double tap on that. It may say insertion point at end. You don't want that. Double tap again until it says insertion point at start. This means you are in a text entry field and you are ready to write your words of wisdom. So I'll do that now on my Braille display. So I've written a little message here, and in the subjects it says test message, and we'll flick.
Message body, text field, is editing. I am not going outside tonight. It's cold and miserable, and I am glad I am in the warm.
Okay, so if I want to send that,
insertion point between, space,
go to the
new line at the 91st position,
top of the screen, and go to the top right hand side and flick very, very gently until you get to the send button.
Send button.
And double tap.
Send inbox.
And that's your email sent.
Return the sender.
How do we dictate a message? That's the easier way. But it doesn't always work. Sometimes it does make mistakes, but we'll give it a try. Press the home button in and say, send email.
To whom would you like to send this message?
My old email.
Which email address for my old email? Home or work?
Work.
What's the subject of the email?
Hello.
What would you like your email to say?
I am feeling very tired, full stop. I am going to go to bed very soon, full stop. I think I will read an audible book, full stop.
Here's your email message to my old email. It says, I am feeling very tired. I am going to go to bed very soon. I think I will read an audible book. Ready to send it?
Yes.
Okay, I'll send it.
So, that's sending email in a nutshell. How easy is it to read incoming email messages on the iPhone?
We just got a letter, we just got a letter, we just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Once you open the email app, it automatically can go to your inbox and it'll say unread. So I've got a couple of unread messages here. So I'll double tap on the first one.
Select it. I am feeling very tired. I am going to go to bed very soon. I think I will read an audible book.
So that's the email app on the iPhone in a nutshell. I hope somebody has found that helpful.
Thanks for downloading the Tech Talk podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.